From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He had a telephone conversation with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Wednesday, expressing his openness to holding talks between the United States and North Korea at the appropriate time under the right circumstances. The president later spoke to reporters at a cabinet meeting after the phone call.
I just spoke to President Moon. He's very thankful for what we've done. They're having talks with North Korea. We'll see how that happens. He felt that the initial talk was extremely good, had a lot of good comment. Rex was on the phone, and Nikki's been totally briefed, but we had a very, very good conversation, and we'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude, that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections. They accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. This is VOA News. The Zambian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization are beginning a cholera vaccination campaign Wednesday to help stop an outbreak of the deadly disease. Latest official figures put the number of cases at more than 2,600, including 63 deaths. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Two rounds of immunizations are planned. At each stage, about 1 million people will be vaccinated against cholera. Most of those who will receive these shots live in or around the Zambian capital, Lusaka, since nearly all of the cases of this fatal disease are centered there. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says the WHO has helped the government plan the campaign and has trained about 500 health and community workers how to administer the vaccine. Lindemeyer says it is critical for people to have access to treatment centers where they can easily be helped through oral rehydration or, in the more serious cases, through intravenous fluids. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In a rare admission of guilt, Myanmar's military now says its security forces were responsible for the deaths of 10 Rohingya found in a mass grave in northern Rakhine State. The defense ministry said it will take action against the perpetrators involved in those killings. President Trump said Wednesday his administration will take a strong look into strengthening the country's libel laws after the release of a book that questions his ability to serve as president. U.S. law, however, does not empower the president to change the nation's libel laws. In a 1964 Supreme Court decision, the justices unanimously ruled that the First Amendment, which safeguards free speech, protects statements about public figures unless journalists knowingly publish false statements or print things with quote, reckless disregard of the truth. And flash floods and mudslides have killed at least 15 people and demolished a number of homes north of Los Angeles, California, where wildfires last month stripped the hills of trees and vegetation. At least 24 people remain unaccounted for as the search for survivors expanded Wednesday with the arrival of a large search and rescue team from nearby Los Angeles County, along with help from the Coast Guard, the National Guard, and other law enforcement agencies. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.